Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the end of the week.
End of the week?
Yeah, the week just flew by.
You don't sound very excited.
Well, let's give them something to stare at.
Let's give them something to talk about.
The weekend starts here.
3, 2, 1!
Finally, Friday, you've made it to another weekend. And it was a full work week this week, too. Remember last week, we had that 4-day week. And we worked 5 days this week. So welcome to the weekend. It's finally Friday. It's a minute after 6 o'clock now. It's like a spring/summer. I didn't even wear a jacket. I brought a rain jacket just in case I needed it, but really no jacket needed.
It does. It feels so nice. Last night I went out and I didn't know what to wear, and I was able to wear basically no jacket at all besides a rain jacket. I mean, I just stripped it off and I was like, wow. Short sleeves, no chill. This is nice.
We may hit 72 today.
I hate it here, though.
But we're going down the other way then. The cooler weather starts to come back in, and the forecast for the next 5 to 7 days, dropping down a couple degrees every single day, then by next weekend, back to the 20s.
No wonder we all stay so sick here.
Yep, sick, but we're hydrated.
Yeah.
Because we're drinking a lot of water.
Out of these giant Stanley cups.
By the way, I have news on water consumption coming up as it relates to these cups.
Great.
Yeah, you may be shocked to hear.
Like a rainy Sunday morning makes me want to stay.
Waking up with the Wolf at 6:05. Want to hear my water news?
Yeah.
There's this doctor up in New York says that his office has been seeing some patients who come in with this unknown issue and comes to find out that some of them are just drinking too much water now.
Oh, give me a break, Dale.
I'm serious. It's what's happening is, he says, is that the excessive amount of water is diluting and eliminating the electrolytes, you know, in your body. And that because of these cups everybody's dragging around and drinking a lot of this water, here's the recommended amount of water. Mm-hmm. Okay, and there are different, you've seen different recommendations on this. But if you distill it down, it comes down to this. About a 1/2 ounce of water for every pound of body weight you're carrying. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you need about 100 ounces of water a day. Or to simplify it even further, 6 to 8 glasses of water today. You know, 4 to 6 bottles of water a day. So it depends on how you consume your water. Are you using one of those big cups? Do you drink it out of the bottles? You know, what do you do?
Let's say I'm not 200 pounds, but let's say I'm 200 pounds. And you said I need 100 ounces of water, right?
Yeah. You're probably hitting that.
40, 80. Yeah. I would say about 3 of those glasses, and I've hit my, for 3 Stanley fulls, and I've hit my amount.
Yeah.
Day.
You're probably hitting that.
I was going to say, we were doing gallon challenge. My husband and I, we were doing gallons a day, and that's only 128 ounces. So,
and again, you're hitting it where you need to be.
Yeah.
But evidently, some of these people are just over-consuming water.
That sounds dramatic. Put some Gatorade flavoring in your stupid Stanley cup.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because if this is happening, you're diluting or eliminating electrolytes you need. There are plenty of drink mixes available.
You can also just buy electrolytes to add to your water.
Sure you can. You can buy things like Drip Drop, and there's several brands of that kind of stuff that have, you know, an overabundance of that stuff in it. This love. Heading out the door with the Wolf at 6:19. Morgan Wallen sent out this thing last night. I guess it was last night or sometime yesterday. I didn't see it till last night, about how he was Look, man, when you're young and you're getting into the business and you're anxious to get rolling and you hook up with some guys and you get some stuff done at the time you think's pretty cool, and then there's probably some alcohol involved, and you end up making a deal you wish you had. And that's what happened to him, and they're getting ready to put some stuff out, and he's not happy about it. He's trying to head it off.
Yeah, and I don't know. I always think it's like the Taylor Swift thing. Like, why is it always such an issue? And why do you want to release songs from that the artist isn't supporting? What does that do good for you at all, that you hope that some people will just take it as Morgan Wallen and they'll listen to it and it'll go crazy?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. I think it's the potential of capitalizing on who is arguably the hottest artist in country music right now.
But if it sucks, it flops. And I know you think whatever he touches turns to gold.
I think they think that by capitalizing on his popularity, that people will be anxious to hear the early stuff for any number of reasons.
I think if the artist says it's garbage and they don't think it's worth releasing, and I know we're our own worst critics, but I truthfully feel like if he feels like it's not great to be released, it probably doesn't deserve to be released. I don't understand all these legalities with this kind of crap. I will say I do like that he tried to hit it off before it happened. It's like he said, let's get in the studio, let's rewrite this song, let's put it out. And I love that he even put like the date on it, so you know he just cut this sucker and put it out.
Yeah, there's a song, Spin You Around, I think.
Spin You Around, it says 1/24. I listened to it. I found it on YouTube this morning. Killer. We got to play it for our people.
So it came out last night. He put that version that he's happy with out last night as sort of a preemptive strike for this other group of guys that he got involved with and signed a deal with without any legal representation at all. There was a big mistake. You don't get involved in any sort of agreement like that without having the lawyers involved.
Heck, we don't even sign our contracts here without letting our lawyers look over it.
So you have to have somebody who has experience in that to look at it. Like I say, I'm sure they were just having a good time writing, singing, talking, drinking.
He was young and dumb and ready for success.
Yeah, so I think that's what happened, and these guys feel like they're going to take it. It's too bad they're doing that. I mean, it's wrong of them to do that, but I'm telling you something. The music business may seem like it's all glittery, but I'm going to tell you, there is an awful side to that kind of work and that kind of life and being in that business that you don't ever see, but it's just ugly.
And, you know, I feel like you hear bits and pieces of the ugly parts. Again, the whole Taylor Swift thing with her. She has an entire Taylor's version album because it was such a hard time trying to get her music back, and they were just stealing from them, essentially.
Just going to go ahead and sell it and make money on it without even speaking to her about it. This kind of stuff happens all the time.
The worst part about it is they're well within their rights to do it. It's just like, come on, man.
There's no consideration for that. The only consideration there is the dollar.
Right.
That's all they care about. And these guys see a potential to make a bunch of money from Morgan Wallen fans who think it'll be cool to hear something really early and really raw from him before he was a big star.
Yeah, I'm scared that it would just do the opposite. And he'd be like, oh, God. You know?
All right.
Who knows what it sounds like? I'm sure there'll be plenty of people who will give it a listen when it does drop.
I'm gonna dig that up. I think I've got some access to the song that he redid and put out last night. So we'll play that here in just a few minutes. 6:23, time to get up. Welcome to Friday.
All right. All right.
Rolling out of the rack with the Wolf. Let's recap real quick about this Morgan Wallen thing. He got into an agreement with some guys years ago, and he's sorry he did it, and he signed a deal with them without having any legal representation, and now they've got control of some music of his that they want to put out against his wishes. So one of those songs is a song that is a fan favorite that he plays at the shows called Spin You Around. And
it's so good.
As a preemptive strike, before they could put it out, he re-recorded it and he has put it out. It came out last night, I believe.
Yeah, he published it out last night for everybody to see. Like I told Dale, I mean, we had to play it for you guys. So
this is it. This is what it sounds like. Yeah, this is the one that the other one must sound drastically different than this one. Nobody's heard that one yet. Morgan Wallen.
You round
was the one.
I got to say, real cool of him, you know, to make a big post about this, kind of leading you up to the other release coming out. So people are well aware that when that music does drop, it's not him. It's not what he wanted. But I love on his Instagram post, he put, I am donating $100K from the Morgan Wallen Foundation to the Volunteer Lawyers and Professionals for the Arts program. He hopes that young aspiring musicians read this story and know they should never have to give up their creative freedoms for an opportunity in this business. And all I got to say is that Spin You Around, Morgan's version, was not on my bingo card for this year.
Right.
Could not have planned this.
No, you couldn't. And these lawyers, the problem these young people have is they can't afford lawyers. They can't afford it. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to, you know, don't do it. Especially when there's something available to you, like these volunteer lawyers that are being funded by other musicians who don't want you to get in the same position that they got into.
Morgan's about to enter his reputation era, and I am here for it.
Yes, indeed. So anyway, there you go. What'd you think of it? Let us know.
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show on 93.1 The Wolf. Yeah.
Today, top one, three, go.
Well, Dale, like I said, you got a new Costco membership yesterday, just in time for them to change something at the food court.
Well, I renewed my membership. I let it lapse, but I decided to go ahead and go back.
Well, I know it was just mainly because of the hot dog combo.
I love the hot dog combo.
And I'm here to report they didn't change anything about that.
Thank the Lord.
They did replace their churro with a giant cookie.
Hmm.
Now, it's a 7-inch double chocolate chunk cookie.
Okay.
And because they have it listed in restaurant, I'm going to tell you on air, 750 calories in that sucker.
Phew.
That's like my daily allotted worth of calories right there.
You know how long? Let me just go ahead and tell you. You would need to walk like 5 or 6 miles to work off that cookie, just to let you know.
How much would it take to work off if I was just crying for hours on end?
It would take 24 hours of continuous crying.
Good. I'll start now. if Costco had a slogan, it would probably be bigger is better. I cannot believe a 7-inch double chocolate chunk cookie. And
hubcap size.
Looks like it's $2.49 is the price.
All right. Well, it's hard to resist the snack bar when you go in there, and it's strategically placed right there when you're leaving. A hot dog or a slice of pizza would be good, right?
You can literally have a meal for like $5.
You know what's interesting to me when I go in there is like I'll see a lot of guys who are eating by themselves. They're eating the hot dog or whatever by themselves. And I'm thinking, you have escaped the food police. So your wife can't tell you not to eat the hot dog.
As she's filling the cart up with hundreds of dollars worth of...
Either that or she's at home and he came in there that day, yeah.
I will say, if you love the churro, I'm sorry, it's gone. But don't forget, Subway did start cranking out those Cinnabon churros now, and I've heard they are divine.
How could anything that has the Cinnabon Macara cinnamon in it be bad?
I know. Well, okay. Chipotle, I love Chipotle. It's my life. They're hoping to hire 19,000 workers for their, quote, busy burrito season.
Right.
And they're also adding benefits that prioritize financial and mental health.
What, for themselves? Because they keep raising the price of that stuff. Guys, you're out of control.
But I guess that their busy season is from March to May. They call it the burrito season. And, they announced this last year. They were going to hire 15,000 workers, but they spoke up and said, we need more. The sales in the spring, just because of seasonal factors like weather and daylight, just really boost our stuff, especially having restaurants near college and universities during the school year. And so they still have their long-term goal of operating 7,000 restaurants in North America.
Well, I will tell you this. They continue to raise their prices. And I saw an interview with their CEO who just flat out said, our customer will tolerate a price increase for the quality of the food. Well, let me tell you something. The quality of your food might be there. It might be semi-healthy, but you guys are cheating people on your portions.
And are.
Stop it.
Some of the expanded benefits working there, student debt and retirement, they take care of that for you, building credit, financial wellness, and the mental health resources.
Well, that's good. That's all good.
They're hoping to expand to Gen Z employees more than anything, really,
sure.
Which is their sweet spot.
I get it.
Hiring for $11 to $18 an hour. That was their starting wages in 2021. So I'm sure they've gone up just a little bit.
most attractive part of that really for them is the tuition reimbursement stuff.
Yeah. And big news, if you are, well, you're in Carolina, so if you're a Carolina Panthers fan, then it's huge news. They have determined who's going to be the next head coach, and I can't say his last name. I don't know if it's Canales or Canales.
It's Canales.
Dave Canales. He's currently employed as the offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but he's going to be named as Panthers' next head coach. He's also helped former Panthers quarterback Baker Mayfield have a career season as the Buccaneers when they won the NFC South and defeated the Philadelphia Eagles in a wild card round. So he seems to know what he's doing in that sense.
If he can turn the Panthers offense into an offense like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had, good on him. That'd be awesome.
Between Dan Morgan and this guy, hopefully we'll see some changes coming to the field next season. Also, both are very, 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 very good looking men. So I look very forward to watching them on television and in real life at the games.
It's the Dan and Dave Show. Well, I wish them luck. Speaking of Morgan Wallen, how about one?
Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey.
To Big Bad Wolf Truck tomorrow, celebrating the troops and making some cards and coming to your town.
Horny town, that is. And we'll be at Tucker's Grill. And from 10 a.m. till noon, you can come by and make cards with us to touch the troops. We want to send the military service members and their families just to show them some love.
Focusing on the kids a little bit this year.
Yes. And we'll have all the supplies there for you. This whole event is free. You just come see us. You'll see the little wolf table set up. We'll be ready to get you started on some coloring and some sticker action and all that good stuff. And if you can't make it, we have another event coming next week at Local Roots in Kernersville. We'll tell you more about that coming up. But mostly, we just need your help. So if you're willing to pitch in and make some cards for the troops, we absolutely need some letters pouring in here. We've got less than 2 weeks before this is kind of ending, and the more, the merrier. So join in. Get your people to join in. Girl Scout troops and Boy Scout troops and churches and everything like that. If you can band together and crank out some cards, we'd appreciate it.
If you're new to the show, you can find out everything you need to know at 931wolfcountry.com. And again, at Tucker's Grill, 10 to noon tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Making cards and eating stuff.
It's been a hell of a week. Been counting.
On the road with the Wolf, and tomorrow and over the weekend, I'm sure there'll be a lot of Girl Scouts out, and a lot of them let us know where they're going to be, so we're going to let you know where they're going to be.
Spreading the word right here, and you can always see where this is on our Facebook page. At the top of it, it's pinned, and it says Girl Scout Shoutout. So if you are hearing it and you forget it, that's where you can go back and see it. Troop number 13386. We'll have a booth at the South Main Street Walmart in High Point on Sunday, this Sunday, from 12 to 3. We also have Troop 10257, who won't be out this weekend. I misread.
Okay. All right. So those guys are not going out this week.
But they have a ton of dates on there for other weekends. We also have, I'm sorry, they're so random. I thought I would have more orderly thing here. Damn. It messed up on me. Oh my gosh. Okay. Wow. Y'all didn't put the dates on here. Okay. This is what I get for checking out last minute. I'm sitting here looking. Okay, January 27th. There we go. Okay, Girl Scout Troop 10227. One of their upcoming cookie booths. Today, they're going to be Yanceyville at Top Nails from 5 to 8. Tomorrow, the Caswell Mercantile from 10 to 4. And Advance Auto in Yanceyville from 10 to 4. They're really splitting it up. And then on Sunday, the Walmart in Reidsville from 9 to 2. So Reidsville, Yanceyville.
Audubon's.
Audubon's, Kernersville.
Check it out, DeVille.
This coming Sunday, another troop, 348. They are doing their...
I'm not going to play off. Go ahead. Keep going.
Troop number 348. They'll be in the Buy-Right supermarket. If you haven't ever been to the Buy-Right since they rebuilt it, that place is so cool.
Oh, check the one out on the corner out there.
Yeah, 12 to 4. They'll be out there Sunday, 12 to 4 at the Buy-Right in Stokesdale. I love these little things y'all been making for your little cookie, spreading the word. People really went a long way for this. We have plenty of them coming up in February. There's some every weekend. Tattoo. I think they meant to put Troop 4005.
These guys are radical.
I'm telling
these
you.
These girls are out there, man. They are all tatted up.
They're going to be at the Asheboro Lowe's Hardware and the Randleman Walmart from 12 to 3 tomorrow. So I guess they're splitting it up. The Asheboro Lowe's Hardware and the Randleman Walmart, 12 to 3. That's Tattoo Troop number 4005.
They got tattoos on their forehead, their forearms.
Oh, man. So, yeah. There's tons more listed here, but I'm going to make an actual list so we don't have this again.
I love the tattoo troop, though.
Tattoo.
Great idea. What a great gimmick.
That's what I get for reading as I go, okay? I want to shout you out. You call, text right now, 799-WOLF.
Girl, when you call it quiz, you set my world on fire.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 731. If you missed it earlier, we're talking about a little something that's cooking with Morgan Wallen right now.
So basically, he signed some deal years ago, and he is getting screwed over now because they have the rights to some music of his that he doesn't approve of.
That he thinks is substandard.
Yeah, and he doesn't really want to see it released, especially, you know, in his likeness. It's supposed to be him putting it out, essentially, when it's not. And so he's not backing it, and he took to Instagram last night with a long post about, you know, trying to keep his integrity with his music, and that he was trying to kind of jump in front of all this by releasing his favorite one off of what the EP used to be, which was 5 songs, and now four songs. They've boosted it to 8 now, this company has.
Yeah, the reason they have control of it is because he signed an agreement with them for management and other things without legal representation in an effort to, you know, become successful in the music business, and now it's backfiring.
Right, and so he released what I think is a killer song, which I know it is a fan favorite. I think he's done it at some shows, but he decided he was going to cut it and put it out ahead of all this. And he said he's back in the studio. He's looking at new music coming sometime after February. And that if it's coming from him, it's coming straight from him. And so, yeah, here it is.
And this is one coming straight from him.
Yeah.
Last night, as a matter of fact, I forgot. I don't know what time it came out, but this is very, very.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Refresh. Morgan Wallen, spin you around.
I just want to spin you around. I just want to spin you around.
There you go. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. That's at Morgan Wallen. They got released last night called Spin You Around.
so good. I love it so much. And we're going to play it all morning for you. Back to the Girl Scout shout-outs. I think I have finally narrowed down what is going down this weekend only.
How about the Tatted Up Girl Scouts? Are they going to be out there?
The Shelly Rolls will be out and about.
Yeah!
We had someone just text in. So Troop 2159 is going to be the Lowe's Hardware on Peters Creek in Winston-Salem tomorrow from 12 to 6.
Boy, that's a busy spot.
And Sunday at Sam's Club in Winston from 3 to 6.
Speaking another, of busy, holy yeah, cow.
Another busy spot there. We also have Troop 361. They're going to be the Tractor Supply in Asheboro tomorrow.
I love going to Tractor Supply. What could be better, guys, than going to Tractor Supply, wandering around, buy some Tractor Supply stuff, then get some cookies.
That's right. And they're going to be at the one in Asheboro tomorrow from 9 to noon. We also have another troop. Here we go. Troop 40426 tomorrow from 9 to 3. It's the Walmart in Greensboro.
Walmart.
On Alamance Church Road. And then another location tomorrow from 10 to 2 will be the Discount Saving Superstore in Greensboro. The Discount Saving Superstore.
That sounds like an interesting spot, doesn't it?
I don't have to Google that one.
Google.
We love a saving superstore.
Give it a Google.
Give it a Google. It's a Google. We love shouting out these troops, and I've got a couple more, Dale, for you. Play me off again.
Yeah, I'm not going to play off.
Today, Troop 340 will be at Walmart in Mayodan from 3 to 6. So if you're out getting some groceries for dinner, boom, hit them up. I also have another one, the Walmart on New Garden Road, the Walmart on Garden Road in Burlington, 9 to 12. And that's tomorrow, Troop 40443. So there's quite a few out and about scattered around. I can send them to you if you said, hey, I heard something about Randleman, but I didn't get it. Or, like I said earlier, go to our Facebook page at 931 The Wolf. Pinned at the top there is the Girl Scout shout-outs, and you can see where they're going to be. I'm deleting old dates, so all if right. you don't see your post there anymore, it's because it was old and I deleted it. We're trying to keep it relevant. But you can also drop your cookie link. I know there's tons of people who order online. Drop that cookie link for your troop. Drop the dates you're going to be out and about, what troop you are. And if you're looking, you can go there, too, to shop. And we're just trying to support our troops. They're out there. They're out there selling them cookies, slinging them cookies, Rihanna. It's cookie season.
Great to get you some cookies this weekend. Go, girls. Luke Holmes, it's the new one on the Wake Up with the Wolf show.
My big brother rode an Indian Scout.
Birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time.
Birthday to all the local celebrities of the triad celebrating their special days today, tomorrow, and Sunday. It's a big list. It always is. It's the birthday shout-out list. And I am just double-checking because I had somebody else roll in here. Perfect. Okay. Here we go. Happy birthday to Allison Harris of Stoneville, who is 10 years old today. And she is such a cutie.
They really are. All those girls are.
And
happy
I know
birthday.
Mom's recording this right now for her to hear back later.
Probably,
so
yeah.
Hope you have the best day ever, Allison. Also celebrating, Kelsey Rummage of Lexington is 13 today. Mildred Williams of Winston-Salem is 95. What a special day.
Holy cow, 95. Happy birthday.
That's right. Brittany Bristow of Winston-Salem is normally listening to The Wolf while working at Country Barbecue. So here's hoping she has her special day off today, though.
That just made me hungry.
Love some Country Barbecue. Jessica Walker of Kernersville celebrating along with Michael Spencer of Greensboro. Ashley Doss of Mayodan. Savannah Sauls of Trinity is 16 today. Sweet 16. Jennifer Wright of Winston-Salem celebrating along with Bryant Washburn of Ridgeway, Virginia, who is 14 today. Kayla Page of Kernersville out there checking tires and filling up oil at the Kernersville Walmart. She's a lady mechanic.
The best mechanics.
Are lady mechanics.
There they are.
Jackson Grimsley of High Point celebrating along with Brandon Daniels of Thomasville. Leah Janae Kellum of Eden is 16. Another sweet 16 today. Seth Roberts of Graham celebrating. Michaela Manning of Stoneville. Vicki Isom of Archdale, Martin Brand of Greensboro, Katie Carter of Gibsonville, Lauren Elgin of Danville, Virginia, and Ricky Taylor of Reedsville. For tomorrow, someone named Dottie will be one. I'm not sure who Dottie is, but happy first birthday, Dottie of Charlotte, who is turning one tomorrow. Holland Adams of Welcome is 3 years old tomorrow. Holland is so cute. Happy birthday, little boo. I hope you have the best day ever, little birthday princess. Paul Ergot of Greensboro is celebrating along with DJ Hargrave of Winston-Salem. Nathan Foley of Thomasville will be 3 years old. Jessica Register of Randleman. Gage Silas of Elon will be 13 tomorrow. Elizabeth Fletcher of Ashboro will be 12 tomorrow. Chelsea Engel of Whitsitt celebrating along with Christina Parisi of Mooresville. Melinda Young of Winston-Salem. Tim Smith of Kernersville. Dana Richardson of High Point. Craig Daves of Thomasville. Christy Stevens of Gibsonville. Melissa Gordon of Yakinville. Crystal Ritter of Jamestown. Sarah Spear of Kernersville. And Daniel Albright of Thomasville. And for Sunday, Landon McLean of Stokesdale is 8 years old. Kyliana Bledsoe.
I was going to give you more music because you ran out.
I know. Kyliana Bledsoe of Trinity will be 8. Madison Rabinold of King. Christopher Williams of Randleman will be 9. Michael Murray of Stoneville. Shelby Williams of Kernersville. Keith McBride of Winston-Salem. Douglas Fuller of Clemens. Chris Newsom of Greensboro. Sarah Buchanan of Winston-Salem. Heather Garner of Mebane. And Madison Spell of King. And I'm so sorry, but if you're not on the list now, you're not going to be because I ran out of music bed. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
It's just a little bit after 8 o'clock in the Triad. It's the Wake Up of the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien and Annie Camp. Time to play Annie Knows Everybody for tickets to the Cinch, World's Toughest Rodeo at the LJBM. What caller are we taking?
Caller 26.
Jeez, 26. Caller 26 right now. Caller 26 at 799-WOLF. Caller 26 at 799-WOLF. Four tickets up the grabs to the Cinch, World's Toughest Rodeo. Come on.
Wake up with the wolf.
New country.
93.1 The Wolf.
And I feel like a Friday song. It's finally Friday. Welcome to the weekend. You all know the words to Soul from John Michael Montgomery. Sing!
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
3, 2,
top
1, 3,
go.
So, Dalo got his Costco membership renewed.
I did it yesterday,
and just in time they changed up a menu item. Dalo,
hey, good. I love stopping at the old snack bar.
The food court over there replaced its churro with a giant cookie.
Oh god,
it's a 7-inch double chocolate chunk cookie. 7 inches. It's $2.49. It's served warm. It says all butter, bittersweet and semi-sweet chocolate.
Mmm.
Yeah, served warm, though. That's where you got me.
Lord.
But 750 calories.
But can you? I don't think you could get milk at the food court there. I'd have to have the milk.
Yeah, well, something like that, I'd have to take it home, rewarm it, and have it with a nice cold glass of milk. Yeah, and it does look pretty good.
Milk's a must with a warm, chocolatey cookie.
And you got to love shopping and smelling that baked, warm cookie smell.
You know what? I'll bet that's part of the reason they did it.
Probably.
I'm telling you.
Because the churros just weren't smelling like it, you know?
You may not know this, but years ago, when malls were more popular than they are, that was the biggest reason that they put these cookie stores
because
smell of those cookies wafting through that mall.
They always smell so good. They really do. They did their job right. Chipotle hiring 19,000 workers. They have a busy season. Their busy season runs March to May, and they call it burrito season.
Get ready for a $20 bowl.
And they are hoping to prioritize financial and mental health and add more new benefits when they hire these 19,000 workers, but they say between the college and universities during school time and the daylight factoring in, they said the highest volume of sales for them is in the spring season, and they are on their long-term goal of operating 7,000 restaurants in North America. They currently have 3,100.
And that's a lot of expansion. That is a ton of expansion.
And speaking of expansion, the expanded benefits are student and debt retirement, building credit, financial wellness, and mental health resources. So this says if you want to apply to Chipotle, you can go text Chip Jobs to 97211.
That all sounds good, but you know, little pro tip: when you go in there, when you're getting, you want to load up. When they ask you what kind of beans you want, you say pinto, for instance. Then after that, after you do it, you know what? I want some black beans too. Then they go on with the black beans. Because if you don't watch it, you get shorted in there, man.
They will short you, but I prefer to be shorted sometimes because sometimes them bowls be too thick. So, good news if you're a Carolina Panthers fan. We hired, or about to hire, a new coach, Dave Canoles. I'm just kidding. It's Canales or something like that. He is the person they've determined to be the next head coach. He's currently employed as the offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Excited to see a new head coach out there, see how that works out alongside the general manager, Dan Morgan, they just hired. So we got Dave and Dan now. And they've worked together in the past, and they spent several years as part of the Seattle Seahawks. So that's pretty cool. They've already had some time together. Also, I am looking forward to having some time with them, too, staring at the both of their pretty faces.
Oh, come on, stop.
While I'm watching football. Dave and Dan and Annie Sandwich. I like it. It's Dad!
I can feel it.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. So Morgan Wallen put out a song last night. It's not a new song. It's a song he's been doing at shows, but he put it out because some guys he was in business with early on have control of some of those early recordings, and he doesn't think they're very good, but these guys are going to put him out, and he's doing a preemptive strike by putting out the song the way he wants it heard rather than the way it's going to come out when these guys pump it out. He's in the middle of a legal dispute with these guys. But the song, you may have heard it if you went to a Morgan Wallen show, and you'll probably hear it if you go see Morgan Wallen this summer. It's Spin You Around. He just released this last night. Check it out. Let me know what you think.
I'm meant to be a crown. I just want to spin you around. I just want to spin.
There you go. First Done the Wolf, released last night, Morgan Wallen. He is donating $100,000 to a legal fund that provides free legal services to up-and-coming artists because they can't afford it. But you've got to have legal representation to keep things from happening like are happening to him right now.
Exactly.
He got in business with some guys back when he was first starting, went down to Florida. They got together and writing songs and recording some stuff, and I'm sure alcohol was involved. And he signed an agreement with these guys, and now they have control of some tapes, some recordings, and they're going to release some of those songs against his wishes, but he can't do anything about it because there's no legal agreement. He had no legal representation when he signed this deal. He's trying to get it stopped, but most likely he won't be able to because he has no ownership. So anyway, that's why he put this song out, because that's the song. It's one of the songs that's going to be released, which is an unacceptable version in his mind. So he wanted to put something out that he was proud of. So he recorded it, and he put it out last night. So there you go. You heard it first on The Wolf. Finally, Friday. The weekend is here. And you got one last chance with us anyway to qualify for that private concert with Luke Bryan. Give you that shot coming up at 9:30.
Hotels are made for two night stays, checking in and out. The way you're talking sounds like he's somebody you should hate. I mean, I know what love is, girl, but I know what love ain't. Come on, but let me show you what he can't. Cause he can only show you what love ain't. Sad movies are for crying on the couch there in the dark. That sad song, it was written just to try and get your heart to break. But love ain't. Love ain't you on the sidewalk in your new dress all alone. Love ain't you calling me cause he ain't picking up his phone. The way you're talking sounds like he's somebody you should hate.
here.
This is
My Country Station.
93.1 The Wolf.
I thought I hear you've been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs, finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working, his body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.